I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The Regional Rock Hour.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Brought to you by Patty's.
The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour. The missing letters there. That is In Manic. Shannon, what do you do with the missing letters?
Play drums.
Drummer. Okay. And how about you, Brian?
I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. How many people are in the band?
Four.
Four. Okay. Okay. Who are the other two guys?
Josh Ripley. He's lead guitar, and Jonathan Capello, bass.
And when did you guys first get together?
I started the band in 2012 with a different lineup, but Brian and Josh and myself all got together in 2015, and Johnny just recently joined about a year ago.
Been having fun so far. You guys tour around a bit, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been a lot of amazing places.
What's the furthest out you've reached from home so far?
We've been to New York and L.A., I suppose Dover, Delaware, actually might be the farthest. Math on that, but either Dover or L.A.
You guys have a favorite city so far besides the hometown, or any ones that stick out?
Denver and Colorado Springs are definitely that's home away from home.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Des Moines is also another one that we love going. We have a lot of friends there. We go to St. Cloud a lot. Seattle is another place that has a lot of connections. My one side of my family is originally from there. So.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So, like, the best music from the 90s. So.
Oh, I completely agree, dude. The whole grunge era was definitely a big part of my growing up. So is that the type of stuff that you guys grew up with? How old are you?
I'm 27.
I'm 23, and Josh is 26.
And Johnny's 28.
Yeah.
But we all grew up on everything. All of our parents were always banging the classic rock. You know, so we all grew up on, you know, Zeppelin and the Beatles and the Who and all those,
but also
AC/DC and all that stuff. So
right, but also the 90s rock for sure.
Yeah, we all found that kind of on our own in our adolescence, I think.
Yeah,
at different times in our lives. You know, for me, it was Audioslave came out with their first album, and then I would look back at Chris Cornell and started to find all this other stuff. You know, Soundgarden, and that's when I got into STP and all that. You know, me and Shannon like rap music a little bit. You know, Josh is really into all kinds of stuff. Johnny has very varied tastes as well. He really likes, like, prog rock and stuff. So we have a lot of different influences.
We're just a big, giant melting pot.
Yeah. Really.
Very cool, guys. Very cool, guys, from The Missing Letters. Keep an eye out for them. They're on all kinds of social media. Here's another one of their songs, Lucille, 92.1 The Eagle and Patty's Pub's Regional Rock Hour.
She's lost but not forgotten, Lucy on my mind, constricting thoughts, tie little knots around my brittle mind. It's impossible, but I'm capable of great things, except that one really insane thing. I can't handle normal, and I can't breathe. I'm gonna take a take a nap and not do that away thing. It's easy to get caught up.
Look at this stuff.
This is the Regional Rock Hour.
He likes it.
On 92.1 Eagle.
Activation. Let's start away.
Hour.
Stick around. Hang out with us.
Brought to you by Patty's Pub.
Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with you.
With your host, Mason.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
92.1.
We'll be right back.
92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub. That was Pets with Human Names out of Des Moines with Tiamat. Before that, it was now defunct band led by Jake Kemble, who is now in Boomtown Riot out of Minneapolis. Kick, very, very rocking stuff there as well. We're going to hear from Hold for Swank and talk with Eric Nelson, the lead singer. They've got a show coming up right now. We'll talk about that in a bit. 92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour.
2017 may be coming to a close, but the Rock Room is staying open at Patty's Pub. This Thursday, the 21st, the Third Thursday Jam Session brings in some of the best musicians in the area. Bring your instrument, or just come and check out some great local talent. 1 week from today, the 22nd, is the long-awaited return of Brutal Republic to the Rock Room. And ring in the new year the rock way with some live music at Patty's Pub New Year's Eve party on the 31st. December rocks at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.